Hello everyone. Welcome to Gospel in the Air, a 30-minute devotional program that will inspire and encourage your daily walk with Jesus. May I invite you to join me in this short devotional meditation. May you be enlightened with spiritual insights as the Holy Spirit reveals His passion for humankind to be saved. That is, that no one should perish, but all will come to repentance. But before we begin our devotion, may we have a word of prayer. Let us pray. Dear God, Heavenly Father, blessed be your holy name. Thank you for this day, because of the privilege to share your words through this radio broadcast. May you touch lives of those who have the chance to hear and listen to your words. I do not know their situation right now, but I intercede on their behalf, especially among those who are thirsty of your words to convict them. There might also be among my listeners right now who are suffering because of poor health, or maybe because of many crises they're facing right now. And probably someone is heavily burdened. Father, I pray on their behalf to give them peace, a heavenly peace that transcends fear, but one that gives them hope and courage to face life squarely under your wings of protection. May you anoint the preaching of your words today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Our devotional meditation is entitled Naomi, the Mother Who Triumphed Adversities. And this is found in the Old Testament, in the entire book of Ruth, in chapters 1 to 4. When George Washington bid his mother's farewell and was about to go to the sea to be trained in order to become as an enlisted U.S. Navy officer, he noticed the tears of his mother lining her eyes. Upon seeing this and felt her mother's distress, he cannot endure such a heartbreak and immediately changed his mind and canceled his trip. For George Washington, there is nothing that can take the place of his love and care for his mother. Overwhelmed with his decision, his mother said to him, "George, God has promised to bless the children that honor their parents, and I believe He will bless you." Indeed, George Washington was truly blessed. He was the founding father and served as the first president of the United States from 1789 to 1797. Today is called Mother's Day, and I want to greet all mothers a happy and blessed Mother's Day to all of you. Congratulations to all mothers. Our story begins in the land of Judah, particularly Bethlehem, which is experiencing a great famine. Yet, if we take the literal meaning of Bethlehem, it means the house of bread. But right now, it cannot produce its own supply of bread, and its people are starving. Our text begins with this plot, and it does not say anything why Judah is in this grave situation. we cannot presume more than that. But what is clear is that Judah is in great trouble. It is experiencing right now a worse economic crisis. And in the midst of all this trouble, we can see how a certain woman in this beautiful story struggled and survived the most devastating blow in her life, and how God used those circumstances to unfold His redemptive plan of salvation to humankind. Our story begins with the family of Elimelech and Naomi with their two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, who have decided to move from Bethlehem in Judah to Moab and to the other side of the Jordan River on the east for a greener pasture due to the great famine in their land. It was indeed a very good intention on their part, and there was nothing wrong with that, since it was for their own good, for their survival. Yet, while being there in Moab, enjoying their newfound home, and having thought that they've already been saved from starvation, then an unexpected tragedy happened to them. Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. What a blow for Naomi. They've been running away from their home for the sake of survival. Yet death does not choose whichever situation we are in and wherever we are. Death is always in rendezvous with us. Elimelech died in a foreign land. Can you imagine the feeling of Naomi at this moment in time? Here is a husband who is so caring and very loving. A husband whom Naomi can depend upon in time like this, and is now gone. How painful for her in a foreign land. She's left with her two sons who are married to Moabite women. But it was a series of miseries that followed later on, because both of them died too without even having any child of their own. How devastating for Naomi. If you put yourself in the shoes of this poor mother, how would you respond? I do not know. If any one of us, especially among mothers, can withstand what she is in right now. But let's continue and see some great lessons of character we learn from this great mother who suffered so much. There are two distinct traits and traditions of people being involved here. Naomi and the widows of Naomi's two sons. As we all know from biblical history, the Moabites, and that includes the Ammonites, are the children of incestuous relationship. They were the children of Lot from his own two daughters, who survived from the destruction of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah when God punished them due to their wickedness. Lot is the nephew of Abraham, and they occupied the eastern side of the Jordan River, where Moses died at Mount Pisgah before entering the Promised Land. But these people, the Moabites, became pagans and worshiped other gods. They offered their children as burnt sacrifices offering to their cruel gods. We can see here an opposite culture with a very distinct customs and practices as far as the religious backgrounds are concerned. How can Naomi live with them? And more so, that they were childless too. What else do they expect from her, since she has no more sons to give them? Poor Naomi. What else could she do? Here she is, a wife who lost her husband and a mother who lost her two sons. I cannot imagine her life at this very moment. So, as a result, she decided to go back home to Judea alone by herself. And she instructed them to go back home to their own families and wish they could finally settle with their lives. Let's be frank and honest. If we are in her shoes today, I would say all hopes have been taken away from her. But for the Lord, He was not yet finished with her. Naomi did not return from Moab alone by herself, but she was accompanied by Ruth, one of her daughters-in-law, the Moabites. She was so determined with her decision to follow her and live with her, whatever be the circumstances and whatever be the consequences. She reasoned out with Naomi by saying, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Wherever you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if anything but death separates us, you and me." This is found in Ruth chapter 1, verses 16 to 17. I cannot help but allow my tears to fill my eyes reading this part of the story. Despite all her sorrows and tears, God did not forget her all alone. God provided her a very special person who is more than a daughter-in-law to her, but like a real daughter of her own flesh and bones, who was willing to offer her life to her. This is how God provided for the poor and kindly on the lowly. He sees them from afar. And not only that, when they got home in Bethlehem, it was a season of barley harvest. Indeed, God's time is beautiful. Gone were the days when there was great famine in the land. The land is now plentiful and in abundance of food supply. Naomi's bitterness was turned into joy and her desperation into hope. And not only that, God continued to bless Naomi by giving her Boaz, a wealthy farm owner, and the nearest relative of her late husband to rescue her from her ordeal. Thus, Boaz married Ruth and became his wife. And as a result, their offspring brought the lineage of the Messiah in the flesh. Oh, how gracious is the love of God to those who never give up their hope in Him, despite all their troubles and sufferings in this life. There are some important lessons that we can learn from Naomi's experience, wherein her sadness and sorrow brought her blessings and the blessings of others. First is the salvation of Ruth the Moabite. As she was brought into the family of God, she was in the process converted. Her response to Naomi when she was urged by her to go back home to her family and to her people was a very clear proof that she was fully converted. I want to repeat what she said. Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. All of Naomi's sadness was turned into her abundant blessing. Oh, how strong is her influence to Ruth. And this is only that there is nothing impossible for anyone to win others for Jesus Christ if there is consistency in the way we live our life, especially before the eyes of other people. If we persist and never give up on others, especially on our own children who are wayward and have led into a wrong path, by God's grace, there will always be a favorable result and an abundant blessing. And don't expect that this will be done overnight. Perhaps it may even be longer than what you think. But be patient and don't give up praying to God. Any change or conversion of someone may take some time and it may be delayed, but it will surely come under God's time. Because of Naomi's influence to Ruth, it brought about the salvation of a cursed nation. Here is Ruth, a converted Moabite, brought into the line of King David that continued into the line of Jesus Christ. Naomi, a mother, is a reminder to us, especially among mothers, that God will use you to show His kindness to all people, including a cursed pagan nation. Second, because of Naomi, Ruth was introduced to Boaz, the nearest redeemer, to raise up a family. Under the Old Testament practice, the nearest relative is required or obligated to redeem or marry his brother's widow. This is called the levirate marriage, the purpose of which is to uphold the name of the deceased brother by supporting the family, especially when he did not have a child of his own. Boaz did not hesitate to take Ruth as his wife, and he cared for her and loved her so much for all the rest of his life. They were blessed with a son named Obed, whose heritage was great because he was so rich. Naomi and Ruth were so much blessed in their old age. Indeed, God did not forget Naomi in all her troubles, but provided with good things to honor her life. This is how God will bless godly mothers who, in despite their struggles and sacrifices, will continue to hold on and not to give up with their faith. God will not forget them, but continue to supply their needs, especially in their golden years. Finally, Naomi never knew in her entire life that she is bringing up the lineage of King David and the Messiah himself. In all her sorrows and disappointment, she did not know that she has a crucial role in the plan of God for the salvation of humanity. She thought all along that she is the most miserable creature on earth. But God triumphed over her and used her as his instrument to accomplish what he had willed and accomplished to do. Indeed, Naomi is an example for all mothers to accept the provision of God, no matter how hard for us to understand. God can always turn anything bad for our own good. Like Naomi, there is nothing that we cannot overcome in this life if we continue to surrender our burdens to God and keep trusting Him, no matter the circumstances or no matter the consequences are. With God, we will triumph. Mothers, I want to ask you these questions. Please don't get me wrong, because I know how you feel as mothers to your children. You are the only person whom God had given the gift to carry that baby child inside your room and bring it to life. That umbilical cord is forever connected with you because that person is a part of you. And there is nobody greater than you who could ever compare the joy and pain your child would ever experience except you. My questions to you are this. Are you disappointed? Are you hurting? Are you about to give up on your son or daughter? Are you alone in your sorrow? Do you feel neglected? Are you in pain or in bitterness? Are you struggling? Are you tired? Are you lonely? Are you homesick? Please consider Naomi, how God used her circumstances to accomplish his purpose and his glory. Probably, we will not be able to experience peace and comfort and fulfillment in this life. But I tell you, the Bible says that there is a reward awaiting for you mothers in later life with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Keep trusting Him and lay your burdens upon Him, because the Bible says Jesus Christ cares for you. In Him, there is nothing that you cannot triumph despite the adversities. The Bible promises to those who will commit their faith in His Son, He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Everything has been done for our salvation. Let us just lead others to Jesus Christ by faith and to accept that grace. Again, mothers, congratulations to all of you. Happy Mother's Day. It is my prayer that you've been blessed today. Tune into this program, Gospel in the Air, every Sunday from 7:30 to 8 o'clock in the morning. Gospel in the Air is a radio devotional ministry of Cornerstone Christian Church. If you want to know more about our lesson today, or you want to request for more in-depth study about the Word of God, please call or send your text message to this number, 808-463-8859. Or you can visit our website at www.cornerstonemaui.org. Again, this is your host, Brother Danny Marantanbango, saying, keep punching the good fight of faith. Mahalo.
There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will There's a day that's drawing near, when this darkness breaks to light, and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will on eagle's wings before my God, fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. And I hear the voice of many angels sing, I will.